onto the disc. And I think we have the setup.
This is so cool.
You're trying to get Louie and...
I just want to make sure.
Yeah, get him.
Get Louie in the... You see it. Louie, season one, season two. You can buy the rest on Amazon, folks. Tremendous show.
Not Joe Rogan.
Tremendous show. No, it's not Joe Rogan. Okay, the guy's never said the N-word. So Joe is in a bit of a pickle today. he did like a fake apology thing last week, right? Right. Where it was not really, it wasn't even an apology. It was just kind of like, I'm sorry that you guys are upset.
Yeah.
I don't try to do anything wrong.
Oh, so he's done two?
Yeah. It's
one for COVID,
and now one for being racist, because all these clips came out today. And so this is his apology, which I thought was a little weird.
Your intent, when you say the N-word, you're saying, like, it cannot be uttered. It is a sacred word.
Yeah.
It is a magic word. If you say it, Candyman will come. You know, it's like, it's very weird. It's very weird that we've ever allowed that. It's one thing, like, you could say spick. No one's going to get mad.
Mm.
You know?
Is that like, Spanish for sorry?
It's not as racially charged, you know?
Where's the sorry?
And then,
where's
the other ones?
So, like, spick is Spanish get away for sorry, Richard.
Yeah. I don't
Irish
know Spanish
ones or Italian
Mick
ones
or Guido or
they don't care a fuck.
Yeah,
you can call me a Guido all day. I don't give a fuck. No one cares. No
Shank
one gets
is
mad
a tough
at that.
One. They this get might very have, upset
this
about
isn't, I don't think yeah. this is the apology. Actually, this might I picked the wrong video.
Well, let's just play this for a minute here. What happens?
You
say it,
nigger.
Joe finds that very funny. I don't think that's funny.
See, but if you...
Wow.
Well, okay. I guess
that's
not...
the compilation.
No, that wasn't...
that man.
Hold on.
Fine, that's not the apology.
Imagine if you went on the Joe Rogan podcast and he's like, you gotta say it. You're like really nervous.
You're going in like, this is gonna make
millions
my...
of yeah. people just... Yeah.
Right. Everyone
you're
before you go on is like...
nigger.
Wait. Is this... Wait.
It looks like it.
This is the apology.
Okay, here's the apology. Hold on.
Like, you know...
The nigger thing.
Yeah. Saying the word nigger.
I already said nigger.
D is just like nigger. Well, saying nigger.
She's calling
this
you
is a horrible
like
apology.
He's a nigger.
This is weird to release when
nigger.
People are saying...
There should be
that you've been saying
like
the
nigger.
N-word.
Why would he release this?
Nigger. That's our nigger.
About niggers.
He says nigger.
Guy, a nigger.
And there are niggers.
Start saying nigger.
Allowed to use the word nigger.
Out the word nigger.
See nigger.
Word nigger.
Say nigger and you couldn't say nigger.
What's nigger?
I think it's nice.
All right, that's... what a... Okay, you know, I get the outrage. I mean, that's not an apology.
Nigger.
That's not an apology, and I don't know what the fuck he's thinking.
He's from Boston, right?
He's from Boston.
It's
they
all par from
they
the
wake
course,
up saying,
you know? "Yeah, it's a Boston good morning."
They fucking when they pour their milk in their cereal, they just yell it.
How he was raised,
beat the shit out of their stepdad,
and then I guess they released this.
And the guy goes, "Okay." Goes that an app?
Joe thought
this is the apology.
And the guy goes, "Okay." Goes that in a good neighborhood? He's like, "Oh yeah." Guy barely speaks English. He takes us there. We get out. And we're giggling. Oh, we're gonna see Planet of the Apes. We walked into Planet of the Apes. We walked into Africa, dude. We walked in the door, and there was no white people.
All right, that's Joe. That's not gonna help you here.
Good
I mean,
Lord.
To think that this is what you post in response to racial outrage.
This is
wild to me.
I mean, but dude, he's being a hardcore comic right now.
He is.
That's fucking...
But
dude.
He's taking it to the man.
He might be taking it
Ari
too far.
Ari Shaffir is proud.
Is Joe Rogan taking it too far?
Is Rogan taking it too far? Obviously, we're kidding. Well, these are what he's in trouble for.
Yes.
And this is what he
he's
released.
He's in trouble for being friends with Brian Redband.
This is what he released today. Yeah, Spotify's very upset at him. They deleted like 40 episodes and like 39 of them all have Brian Redband
I thought at first they were just trying to erase... scrub Brian Redband from the Joe Rogan catalog, and I was like, I was for it. I was like, yeah, censor
That's
Brian
what I
Redband.
Thought too. I thought Spotify, like executives of Spotify, like, who is this retard we've been having on? He is offensive to the.
I'm just picturing the Spotify guy who had to call him and be like, you got to make the video.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh, that guy's job is a nightmare.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That guy every day is just like, hey Joe, Joe. Okay, so this is what.
Why does it look like Marlon Brando at the end of a Apocalypse Now?
It's like the little pile of arms made me say the N-word. Polio vaccine.
He's just eating Twinkies and apologizing for the N-word. Okay. All right, let's play this. We won't play the whole thing. It's like 5 minutes, but he gets into it.
Hello, friends.
Interesting way to start.
I'm making this video.
Yeah, I don't like that already. Off top, I hate that.
Hello.
Hello, world.
Hello, N-words. Yeah,
he greets everyone like an annoying coffee shop barista. Like, hey, friend, what can I get for you?
He does. He looks, I mean, he just looks like a floating head.
I know.
He doesn't even look like he's
all. He looks like the genie from fucking Pee-wee's Playhouse.
All right, here
turtleneck
we go.
Not a good. Is that a turtleneck?
I don't know.
Regretful and shameful.
It's some. It's some like. It's obviously some special like you know jacket he got made
his
by
apology
like
apology jacket.
By his apology jacket. It's made by Black N-word Coffee.
This is Malcolm X's turtleneck I'm wearing.
All right.
Never had to talk about publicly. There's a video that's out that's a compilation of me saying the N-word. It's a video that's...
It's already just
funny. Anyone having to say that
be
is
all
just...
earnest. Like, so there's a video of me saying compilation.
It spans 20 years.
You may be familiar with the term compilation from Pornhub. In my case, it's with the N-word, not cum shots. But
it's like Mark Twain being like, it's come to my attention. My books have the N-word in them. Apparently, I've been calling a guy named Jim
the wrong name. A little, and it's offended some people, mostly the school board in Virginia, but also some of you.
Taken out of context of me of 12 years of conversations on my podcast, and it's all smushed together, and it looks fucking horrible, even to me. Now, I know that to most people, there is no context where a white person is ever allowed to say that word, never mind publicly on a podcast. And I agree with that now. I haven't said it in years. But for a long time, when I would bring that word up, like if it would come up in conversation, instead of saying the N-word, I would just say the word. I thought as long as it was in context, people would understand what I was doing. Like that context was part of the clip we were talking about Red Fox. How Red Fox said that word on television.
And I just said Red Fox is an N-word. I didn't think it would get a bunch of press, for Christ's sakes. I mean, look at him.
I like that.
He's an N-word.
I like that for this apology. He's like, I'm not doing this one in the front yard. I'm going to the library for this
one. Yeah, there's a copy of Norbit behind him. He's like, this will make me look sophisticated.
He's got the Madea collection.
1970s and how times have changed so much since then, or about how Richard Pryor used it as one of the titles of one of his albums, or I was quoting a Lenny Bruce bit, or I was quoting a Paul Mooney bit, or I was talking about how Quentin Tarantino used it repeatedly in Pulp Fiction, or I was talking about how a Netflix executive ironically used it because he was trying to compare it to another offensive word, and he said it out loud, and they fired him.
He is right here. Here's the problem. The big issue is that, like, he was saying it during a time when, like, it wasn't crazy to just quote somebody and not say the N-word instead, and you would just say the word.
Like, the only people getting canceled for that were professors and someone in a corporate setting.
But in comedy, in the mid-2000s, late-2000s, it was not crazy. I mean, George Carlin, like, white guys weren't, like, villainized for quoting it if somebody else said it, and they were just like relaying the story.
Yeah.
And as time has gone on, it's been like, no, just don't even fucking ever say it ever.
There's like this like staunch, like especially in like the social justice circles, of like moral relativity, like things like no, like yeah, of course slavery is always bad. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't like if you go back like 30 years, you're like, give him a slide. Like it's right, but like
no slide,
especially
scale,
with like honestly, nomenclature and like. You know, things are rapidly moving. So mm-hmm. the cultural zeitgeist is moving so quickly now, and what's appropriate and what's not appropriate. Like, you know, it's not so black and white. There's like a gray area with him. I mean, he was like a fucking Guido. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. He was a fucking dumb Boston guy.
And also, it's still just the fact of the matter. Unless if he's never said it, like actually saying it to a mm-hmm. black person, if he's only ever said it in quoting somebody else that said it, this is absurd. It's just kind of not journalism, but it's
yeah, this isn't even
what it is. It's relaying a message. Like somebody said this, and he goes, if you go like that guy said this N word, but you don't say the N word, you say the word. Like it's, you know, you should never say it, but
yeah, there was a time where it was like kind of the conversation was like some you would almost argue like it's more awkward to say N-word while I'm quoting mm-hmm. someone who said, like, now bit. I'm not, yeah, the Louis exactly. bit, and just, that was, and he's also, like, not even joke apologizing, he's, like, conversation mm-hmm. apologizing, which is kind of a first.
And can we be honest? No. I mean, sometimes, the only way to attract an elk sometimes is to say the damn word. They love it, those fucking beasts. Yeah. They're racist. That's the, what is the hunting, the blow whistle?
You go yeah, like the woo! Duck.
It just says, says the N-word. All right, let's see what else he has.
Telling anybody we're just saying the word out loud. I was also talking about how there's not another word like it in the entire English language because it's a word where only one group of people is allowed to use it, and they can use it in so many different ways. Like if a white person says that word, it's racist and toxic, but a black person can use it, and it could be a punchline. It could be a term of endearment. It could be lyrics to a rap song. It could be a positive affirmation. It's a very unusual word, but it's not my word to use. I'm well aware of that now, but for years I used it in that manner. I never used it to be racist because I'm not racist, but whenever you're in a situation where you have to say, I'm not racist, you fucked up, and I clearly have fucked up.
Okay, well, Joe, the only problem I have with this is I appreciate you're just a good guy, and it probably genuinely makes you feel weird and uncomfortable that, like, you know, your name's in the news all the time and that the White House is now talking about you and they're trying to cancel you. But the minute you go down this road, I mean, it was weird. It wasn't weird. I liked his first fake apology where he just goes like, I'm sorry if you guys didn't, you know, like, you know, I love Neil Young and all that. That was a slippery slope, but that was fine. Now you do another one like a week later over this shit. Yeah. You're now kowtowing to the mob and now you're giving them what they want. And mm-hmm. all day online, it was like, people
not do anything
people
for you.
Analyzing his apology, right, saying it's not a real apology. Did you happen to notice how much more racist he sounded when he talked about? I mean, it's like now you start feeding them. You feed the pigs their slop, and they're gonna fucking, you know, keep coming. And so he's just a good guy, and so he's doing this. But it's like it's dangerous because now it's like now they expect you to keep fucking doing this, and they're gonna tear you apart no matter what you say.
I still think he's untouchable. Yeah, he's a monolith. He can't do shit.
Yeah,
him.
Spotify actually just tweeted the N word.
In solidarity.
Solidarity.
Spotify was trying to get the heat
they
off
raise
of them.
The black fist and they go, Joe Rogan, we stand with you. You're my N-word.
Yeah, we're definitely not saying it.
We've never said it ever. And never will unless in traffic.
And that's my intention to express myself in this video, to say there's nothing I can do to take that back. I wish I could. Obviously, that's not possible. I do hope that, if anything, that this can be a teachable moment. Because I never thought...
No, man. Okay, so this is where...
He doesn't believe
in
any of
this. I'm going to skip ahead a little bit.
He's doing the thing.
The biggest thing is when he talks about the Planet of the Apes mishap. And that's, and then that's where people were tearing apart his explanation, because he's like, I mean, there's really not an explanation with that. It's he's being racist. You're just being racist.
Yeah.
And black people are like, the fuck you mean then? And it's like, you know, he can't, Rogan can't,
he
just,
looks like a gorilla.
Rogan can't just come on his apology and be like, listen, the joke is black people look like apes. Like, it's, you know, it gets you into more trouble.
I wonder how it would have come off if he was just like, in that case, I was just being racist. That's what he should have just said.
He goes, I was just making a shitty racist joke.
No one ever just apologizes full on for being racist.
Exactly. But instead, he kind of says this.
Nor would I ever say that black people are apes, but it's.
Okay. Here we go. Here we go. What a world we live in.
By a cab, and we got dropped off in this all black neighborhood. And I was trying to make the story entertaining. And I said, we got out, and it was like we were in Africa. Like we were in Planet of the Apes.
You should have just thrown Brian right
there. I did not.
He should say, I never said that. That was my friend and former friend, Brian Redband.
He's like, I was trying to play to a racist Brian Redband. And, yes, it's my mistake for trying to entertain
but
a racist.
But I cut that guy out of my life. He just throws it all on Brian Redband. Bones on CNN's like, Brian Redband, who's this Redband fellow?
Known for poorly editing the Carlos Mencia takedown.
God, he looks like such a fucking heel. Doesn't look the way he looks is so next otherworldly in this video.
Yeah. He's slowly turning into the guy who controls all the spice in Dune.
He starts
floating off the ground. He's like, when I said I was getting out of the taxi.
Rogan's like, I'm not racist. I mean, I love San Andreas. It's my favorite GTA.
That black people are apes, but it sure fucking sounded like that. I immediately afterwards said, that's a racist thing to say.
Oh, it kind
of
just
Planet of the Apes wasn't even in Africa. I was just saying there's a lot of black people there.
You can't explain it. It is what it is. Yeah. There's nothing to explain. You compare black people to apes for the sake of a joke 11 years ago when not many people were listening to the show and your friends are around and that's it. The worst thing he said, which I can find it, but it's not even worth finding, but it's like he had this guy Freddie Lockhart on his podcast. This is back in the days when it was really early of the podcast days. And he goes, the guy goes like, I'm half white, half black. And he goes like, that's interesting because, you know, that's because you have like the body of a black man and the mind of a white man.
That's out there.
And that's out there. And that's been circulating. And that's the worst thing really he said.
No, he's like, it's an interesting combination.
That's
man,
Kelvin Candy level. He's like, if I bash your skull, you're like, holy shit, Joe, get back to the elk. Talk about, putting butter in coffee. We found out if you take black people's fins and you mold the juice from a black person's fin, because black people have fins, because that's how they're quicker.
Be careful, you get clipped right there.
Oh, there's a clip. There's been a million clips.
You're like, I was making fun of Joe Rogan.
It just keeps going.
Well, that's the thing. See, coffee's black and the butter's white, and the two of them together.
And what
make
makes
an amazing...
that coffee really go? You know, when the coffee's just simply black, you kind of get a little tired. It gets a little lazy. But if you add that white butter to it, it keeps it productive throughout the day.
The white fat.
The white fat is the necessary being.
Because it's grass-fed. You know what I mean?
It's not in a food desert. It's not all full of grape soda and whatnot. He's talking about it. It's grass-fed butter.
It has no sickle cell anemia. It's good.
It's his apology. It just keeps getting more and more racist. Okay. All right. Let's let him finish up
what
here.
What a positive experience it was and how much fun it was to go to see this movie in a black neighborhood. It wasn't a racist
story. No, that wasn't what you
but
meant.
But it sounded terrible.
No.
And how fun it was. Like I
said, that's why...
How positive
that's,
it was.
That's why you don't do this. You don't give any apology. You just let the news cycle move on. Yep. But obviously somebody at Spotify called him and they said like they're forcing him to do this. Right?
Yeah.
And I just don't understand. Like, what sue him and drop him or whatever. He's so rich.
That's the thing. I don't even understand
he's so
why he's afraid.
Rich.
Honestly, like if Spotify cancels him, Dude, Fox News would probably offer him like $1 billion to be on Fox
News.
No,
he wouldn't do Fox. Yeah.
He wouldn't, because it would just make him look like he just,
Go back to doing fully his old submitted. Thing.
But he would just, no, what, yeah, what he would do is it would just be like, everybody listen to the podcast on JoeRogan.com.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
The same thing everyone's going to
Jordan brought
end
up something
doing.
Really interesting.
What'd you bring
it was
up, Jordan?
Like, are people boycotting the UFC yet?
No.
Yeah.
No one in the UFC gives a fuck.
And nobody cares.
This whole thing that like the UFC would get, they bash people's brains
maybe
in for
some
fun.
Of the some of the fans or casual fans might threaten to boycott.
Well, here's they're not going to Gracie fucking son telling
they all love
extreme
it.
Ownership.
All these guys love it. They all The Rock had to apologize today cuz last week on his apology on right, Joe's right, apology, right. The Rock was like with your brother, like very articulate, like can't wait to drink some tequila with you. And then today everyone's like, "Do you condone his use of the N-word?" blah blah blah. And The Rock had to come out and be like,
"The Rock's like,
I was unaware
paradise.
Of this. This is a learning moment for me, oh, blah blah blah."
What's like a learning
he
moment.
He like fakes yeah. A, oh yeah, all
the
these
fuck
people
does that mean?
They want they
I will never learn.
They want you to
we know this, Richie.
The mob wants you to go away forever under the guise of like you need to listen and learn.
Yeah.
Like day after day, you're like you're at home just reading books.
Yeah. But it's not our job to educate you.
But it's not our job to educate.
And when you educate
you,
yourself, you go on DuckDuckGo and then you start watching videos on Lively, and then it just goes the wrong
exactly.
way.
Exactly. How about that? You know,
yeah, fuck
go,
you.
Go tell Owen Benjamin to educate himself. You know, he's been doing a lot of education on his own in the fucking Schenectady. In the woods, and it hasn't turned out great because he thinks Jews are run fucking everything.
Yeah. Reading he's been his manifesto.
He's been reading a lot and actually came out more racist.
Yeah,
he was like after educating
they're
myself,
like,
I hate.
It's time to go to learn a little more. And
I read Mein Kampf and I realized.
Yeah, they're like Joe, you need to fucking read up on stuff. And Joe's like, I'm on month four of Mein Kampf.
He's in prison.
You can have clunky stories about anything, but not about race. And so I deleted that whole podcast, but obviously somebody made a clip out of it and taken out of context. It looks terrible, but it looks terrible even in context. It's a fucking idiotic thing to say. And I was just trying to be entertaining. I certainly wasn't trying to be racist. And I certainly would never want to offend someone for entertainment with something as stupid as racism. My hope is that, look, I can't go back in time and change what I've said. I wish I could. Obviously, that's not possible. But I do hope that this can be a teachable moment for anybody that doesn't realize how offensive that word can be coming out of a white person's mouth in context or out of context. My sincere and humble apologies. I wish there was more that I could say, but all of this is just me talking from the bottom of my heart. It makes me sick watching that video, but hopefully at least some of you will accept this and understand where I'm coming from. My apologies and much love. My sincere, deepest apologies and much love.
I don't understand what he could do. Like, how? What did they want him to say?
I don't know.
Like, I don't. It's not
that
like,
was as good as
nothing's
you can do.
Ever going to be like. What? What do they want to be
well,
like?
Well, let's read some of the you know, Joe Rogan's apology. What people said. Okay, Joe Rogan. Let's just type in Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan. Let's see. It's gonna be a lot of support.
Joe Rogan apology.
I feel like now with the switcher, people will see us like typing in. They're like, no, what you got to type in is this, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
This is how you find things.
Yeah, they're going to see Devin typing in google.com. The search.
Beheading video. Google.com.
Okay. CNN said some shit.
But there's a difference between that, between candid, in-depth conversations, and the kind of vile that's in this compilation, Jim.
Right, and it's not just...
Isn't it pathetic that CNN and mainstream media had been shitting on him for weeks, but they didn't, like, dig at all? Like, they should have known about
it.
Why didn't you say that while you're shitting on him?
It's because it's a...
1/8,000th the views.
It's a psyop. They're trying to distract from the fact that the Biden administration has done nothing. They're a limp dick administration. There's a war going on in Ukraine. We're about to start a war.
Yeah. Just send a bunch of gas over there.
The biggest issue in the nation.
Spend much of petrol.
Yeah, gas is almost fucking $5 in
LA. The biggest issue in the nation. And they just fucking podcast.
They're not even members of NATO. They should have signed up for NATO. Then maybe I'd be more supportive of them. But you know, they want to be fucking lame ass Europeans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah,
they're in the EU, right?
That's about it.
All right.
Been some interesting stuff.
Turn on that Howard Stern Hollywood Squares thing. Cleanse our palate.
Did you guys see what Pelosi said about the Olympics?
Don't speak out. Yeah, don't speak out about it.
I am. This infuriates.
Look
me.
At her.
Yeah. God, she sucks.
Look
God,
at this. Look at this fucking Muppet.
What's wrong with this thing?
I don't know.
See, this is okay. Episode one of the Switcher.
The Olympics opened this morning in Beijing. We wish our athletes well. We salute the president for the diplomatic boycott that has been joined by other countries and approach that I support. I wish the athletes well. I do not encourage them to speak out against the Chinese government there because I fear for their safety if they do. I remove all doubt about why
they
I said they shouldn't speak out because I fear for their safety. So I hope they're safe athletically, politically, and every other way.
The fuck is China going to do to our athletes, bro?
Then why are
Try
we over
it,
there?
Motherfucker.
If it's dangerous, imagine. Then why are we there?
What is it? What are they scared of?
Yeah,
what are they going to do? What is it going to be like fucking Munich, the Olympics? Some Chinese guy's going to come in and stab him in the head? Like, what are they scared of?
What are they going to do? Yeah, what are they going to make?
The fuck are you scared of?
On national or international television?
Ambassadors of our country.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are they going to make our
there
products?
There is a video of some Chinese guards dragging away like a newsman from Norway or something.
Oh, really?
He's like in front of the Olympics and they bust
I'd love
in.
To see them try to drag away an Olympic wrestler from like fucking St. Louis.
Yeah.
Just some fucking guy with an American flag leotard on. Just trying like 50. Yeah. We can airdrop him into fucking Beijing and it looked like the Hulk.
The new Kurt Angle is, they're just like trying to take him down.
God damn, I hate this woman.
Yeah.
Jesus.
She's despicable.
Oh my God, what a cowardly thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just absolutely.
Yeah.
God.
To say that publicly too, like you're also saying that to China, like, look, we told them.
Yeah, right.
You could have sent out a memo. You could have
trained them.
You could have sent like that could have been just to the athletes.
Just to the athletes, but instead you make a public statement.
Yeah. It's
don't say anything. Or else they might start COVID-19.
You're like saying it to us too. Yeah. You know what I mean? To the public. Even though it's directed, it's like, it's very...
It's also the Winter Olympics. Like, oh, fuck, I forgot. It's not even the fucking Summer Olympics. Or
it's the Winter Olympics.
It's the fucking Winter Olympics. What are they going to take fucking... What's that snowboarder's name? Sean White.
Yeah.
What are they going to grab him by his dreadlocks and
He's
drag
like,
him
oh,
into-
no, bro, no!
Yeah, they're like, no more Sublime for you.
Yeah, it's like Sicario, and they're shaking that bottle, and he's like, I heard you like Mountain Dew.
All right, there's been some other good stuff happening. Let's see.
Ooh, what's the substitute teacher?
That's good. That's some good stuff. We'll get to that.
Also, real quick about the fucking thing. I saw a video recently, and it was filmed in a county jail or like a prison, and it was this like white dude, but he was like obviously from the hood. And he was dropping the N-word left and right, like talking to a group of black guys, and they were like totally fine with it.
Yeah, it's just certain like, context. Because it's not about that. It's
a class thing.
If they trust you,
it
as
could be.
The guy saying.
Right, yeah.
You know, it's like, if they trust you and if they're like, oh, well, he also was raised in the same strata as us. Like, you know, it's like, but it was wild. I was just like, this dude is just dropping it left and right. And they were just like, they were like, oh, they're hearing him out. They're like, okay. All right. Yeah. This guy keeps messing with you. Okay.
Well, listen, if Rogan was like Jason Williams, maybe he'd have a better time. saying it, but you know,
yeah, if Rogan had been, you know, sagging his pants for the last 20 years
and he could do a crossover or something,
wearing you know FUBU, maybe they'd be like, all right, yeah, Rogan's like he's a cool dude, let him say it. But he wears tight pants,
he's
and
like,
tight shirts, and he talks about hunting.
Do you think if Eminem said it from the onset, like when he was like, if he raps and
he got in trouble for it.
Really?
Yeah, he broke up with a black girl. Yeah. Broke up with him, and he said it in one song, but with the A, and he got in trouble, and he apologized.
What song?
It's like this he's really young.
He's really young. Really? Yeah. It's like some basement. He's not famous diss track. Yet. He's like all girls are bitches and you know something like and black bitches are hoes and like saying just shit like that.
Yeah.
This loser rapper Benzino tried to cancel him for it, but
Benzino.
Yeah. So this is good for us in our high school experience. this guy, this is a substitute teacher caught ordering dildos.
Oh yes, and, dude.
So then we can talk about phenomenal. Our experience.
Lovely.
Nah, bro. All right. So today's February 1st.
Oh my!
Common Homeschool Education. Garrett Morgan blazed the trail for African Americans.
Blazed the trail for African Americans. And there's a fucking butt plug on the fucking screen.
Presentations of the Morgan proposed as the
executive sidekick. Series of sex toys.
Does he know it's happening?
No, he has no clue.
Inappropriate use of technology.
The video caught the attention of the school's principal, who released a statement condemning the sub's actions. Unfortunately, there was an inappropriate use of technology by a substitute teacher in a senior classroom this morning. I am dismayed by the action taken by the substitute teacher, but can assure you that I and the district have taken this matter very seriously and action has been taken. Please note that all students in that class were given an opportunity to speak with their guidance counselor today to discuss their concerns.
That is
I would love to just, if I was in that class, that would have been the great, oh my God, imagine that happened at St. Francis. They all were like, do you want to see the guidance counselor about the dildos you saw?
Yeah.
Everyone would be like.
We'd all do it.
Yeah, should we get out of class?
We would flood the system.
Yeah, there'd be a line.
It'd we'd all like, pretend like we're traumatized.
It'd look like the Apple store before the new iPhone. Oh my God.
Well, you know that happened shortly after we left St. Francis, right?
Oh no. Fuck that cocksucker,
What's his name? Mr. Cannon.
Mr. Cannon,
this
fuck
guy,
that guy.
Mr. Cannon, our biology teacher, who was, he was like this like old guy but had like an older fucking buff body. Sucked. You know when like old guys that used to be buff?
He was using Mr. Olympus. Yeah.
And they look like deflated, like, just sad things.
His spinal cord had disintegrated from injecting too much bull shark.
So this guy, Mr. Cannon, we leave the school, right? And we
his name's Mr. Cannon?
Mr. Cannon was his last name. Was
the
Cannon.
Absolute worst.
Like, he's the worst person ever.
Would actively torment you.
Rumor was that he killed somebody on the operating table, and he got fired from being a surgeon or a doctor or whatever. Right. And that's what he had to teach biology at our fucking
He's one of the few people I'm like, it's on site with him. If I saw him, I would immediately start.
I used to tell kids at school, like, if it was me and him in an alleyway, I'd fucking kill him.
Oh yeah, I had all the fantasies.
I'd have all these fantasies. And the tigers. I would kill him with a fetal pig.
Oh yeah,
I'd fucking drown him in the fetal pig fluid that he made us for the stupid fetal pig bullshit.
That guy made my life hell.
So that guy, rumor was he killed somebody on an operating table.
Allegedly.
What is it called? Fucking when medical
malpractice.
Malpractice. So we graduate, right? And I go on to find out from my cousin who ended up going to my same school that he got fired for trying to order a hooker to the classroom.
No, he was looking at escort sites on the
He was looking at escort sites, but also apparently like after class told one to cut like something.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. He was disgusting. He would have this cup of coffee and he was real proud because he never washed it.
Yeah.
Do you remember that shit? Yeah. You walk in, there's this filthy cup of coffee and he's like, you don't need to wash it. I'm a biology teacher.
Yeah. He's like, I know biology. And I was just praying that there was just some sort of like
salmonella
lethal mold in it that one day that he would just drop dead in front of us.
Oh God.
Most of my high school experience revolved around just praying for asteroids to hit.
He would do this thing where basically this is like one of the big thing that he would do. So, like, you know, you have a test, it's worth 20 points, right? And Mr. Cannon, it was a complete psyop. He's like, this test is worth 30,000 points. And he would make all the tests worth 30,000, 100,000 points. Like, and everything was, and my God, man.
Which is incredibly stressful.
Just purposefully stressing
for a kid
you out.
To feel like this is 30,000 points. Like you're like, what?
You're already immensely. You're extremely stressed.
So he'd give kids like a 0 out of 30,000 sometimes, and then they would like leave class like almost jump off a building.
Yeah,
like,
I've seen him make kids cry. Like it was horrific.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
piece of shit.
Absolute shit bag.
Not a bigger piece of shit than this guy though. SUNY professor. It's a mistake to think pedophilia is wrong.
This is the beginning.
This is happening all over the country.
We gotta stop this.
Let's hear. This is an interesting take.
Let's hear
imagine
this pedophile.
Imagine that an adult
male wants to have sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Ooh, imagine
she's a willing participant.
If you will.
I do well, I
imagine, imagine if you will. It's not from personal
subject and a predicate.
And it's wrong in
I used to imagine it, but now I have videos.
It's not obvious to me that is, in fact, wrong. I think this is a mistake. And I think that exploring why it's a mistake will tell us not only things about adult child sex and statutory rape, but also about fundamental principles of morality.
This guy's like, sorry, I'm a bit of a thinker.
He's on his couch like.
It gets worse, apparently, much worse.
Well, there's a couple things to say here. One is, even if you are looking for a threshold, let's say there's a threshold. I'm making this number up, but let's say it's at age 8.
He goes, what is age, really?
Yeah,
you know?
Like, let's hypothetically, my choice.
Hypothetically, age.
The best age.
Yeah.
No, they have the tightest butts.
That some adult child sex is permissible. Second, the notion that
some
it's
is
wrong even with a one-year-old.
He's saying
quite
so flippantly. He's like rolling his eyes.
What
like,
is he saying?
Some say that it's wrong even with a one-year-old.
Execute this man. God, we good Lord!
In some cultures, of grandmothers fellating their the baby boys to calm them down when a colicky.
What?
No, what the fuck?
And those cultures
what
really
culture
went far,
is this?
Didn't
like,
they? Those
yeah,
cultures really went far.
Well, guess what? Not ours.
Yeah. What culture yeah, are you talking about?
It's a small tribe in the Amazon where they fellate one-year-old boys
to calm them down.
What a fucking weird ass. What bullshit happened in the bush where some fucking lady was like, "I'm gonna suck." Somebody did that first. There was a first person.
This guy's like, "It's a culture."
No, it was a bunch of fucking people standing around a fire, and then one lady must have just decided to suck off a baby.
Yeah, like it won't stop crying. They're like, do something. They're like, I don't know, try sucking it off.
Yeah.
Is this a modern culture he's talking about?
Or I don't know what he's talking
like
about.
300 BC or some shit.
I don't know. He goes, in some cultures, maybe last week at my home, we suck off the baby.
I do report it as occurring in at least one culture.
Kids.
And it working, that the grandmothers believe this actually works. If this were to be true, and again, I don't know it to be true. If it were to be true, it's hard to see what would be wrong with it. So
what's hard to see?
No,
did you make that up?
Period.
What do you do with
the fuck
like
are you talking about?
Literally, what do you do with a guy like this?
I love this because I can tell he's on the East Coast. I just fucking love it. Look at that fucking window. Mm-hmm. Good God.
Oh, yeah. Look at those trees.
No one in LA would say that.
No one in LA would say that, except Brian Singer.
Look at
these out there.
Fucking cars
out there.
Look at these Carcosa limbs on the trees, yeah, just representing his sins. He goes, this was one kid, and this was another kid, and then I sucked off this kid, and then I sucked off this baby, and then I sucked off that baby, and that kid was
jeez,
three.
It really, upstate New York really is different than Manhattan.
Dude, upstate New York gets wild. It's apparently, you leave Manhattan, it's Appalachia.
Culture shock.
It's unbelievable.
Holy hell.
If we're interested in willing participation, which is the way
it's just a bunch of fucking, it's just a bunch of fucking Place Beyond the Pines kids, but they're all pedophiles. It's like yeah, you got my oxys? Yes. You suck that baby's dick? Yes. You're gonna suck that fucking baby's dick, right? Right? The baby was fucking crying all throughout Thanksgiving. I heard you didn't suck his dick once.
You coming to the party? Yes. You bringing your 3-year-old kid sister?
Yes.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Structured it, then yeah, there's a point below which people aren't willing participants in anything, because they don't have intentions or they don't have the sort of mental states that allow for willing participation. But no, I don't think it's blanket wrong at any age.
Oh, wow. Does this guy still have a job?
What's his name?
No, the SUNY school did say something, but he's not fired.
SUNY?
Yeah, it's a SUNY school.
SUNY
State University.
This professor says there are evolutionary advantages to child-adult sex.
Let me address the evolution in adult child sex. And again, I'm
this guy.
I love it.
What is this fucking idiot?
I feel like this guy is like the educated version of the Tuggit man. Like he's like if the Tuggit guy like went to fucking NYU.
Yeah, it's like a man sitting. He has like a fireside chat.
He's like, they've told you, if you really read into it, there's really, it's not that bad to blow a man's brains out after you come on their chicken fried steak. Realistically, I mean, if you read enough, indubitably, when you come on a man's chicken fried steak, technically, it is his decision to have his brains blown out.
There's an evolutionary advantage. You're pulling the herd.
I have the evolutionary advantage to pull my gun out and blow his fucking brains out after he sucked my rigatoni cock.
If you can eat country fried steak at any age, then you can tuck it at any age.
Yes, people of all ages, all ethnicities are allowed into my Cracker Barrel, and I can blow off your brains out.
There are plenty cultures where they tug it at 1 year old to calm down the children.
There are many cultures where they tug it at any age. The caveman, they used, if the baby was crying, a woman would just tug it.
Fuck.
Let's listen to this sick fuck. Thank God Woody Allen started making movies, otherwise he would have been this guy. Jesus Christ, just sitting on his Zoom and his fucking, fucking Jesus Christ. Oh my God, he's sitting in Amityville. This is the same house the family got murdered in.
Here's the reasons to think there are evolutionary advantages.
One is
when you test college-aged males, surprise numbers, like, you know, over one-fifth, show attraction to prepubescent individuals. I assume that's mostly girls. And that's true not only when you ask them,
college-age males,
they're 18.
But when you use the penile responses, which are the kind of true test.
Where are they doing these fucking tests?
What?
Yeah, what fucking test?
What fucking Chuck E. Cheese is he at?
Are they pulling a bunch of 18-year-old dudes and like being like
showing them child porn and then like they're like, can you try to get hard with this? Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
I can.
How do you conduct this?
How do you fucking?
Do you tell them they're over 18?
That's
but
the other thing. I can honestly bone up just to. How do you know they're even thinking about the pictures? How do you know they're fucking not this thing? Like, I can bone up anytime.
Yeah.
Like, I can look at your fucking Odom jersey and bone up. Like,
well, who doesn't get hard looking at Lamar Odom's jersey? But yeah, no, this is. I don't trust. This guy looks like he has bad breath. And I don't trust
him.
He
looks like he smells like coffee and he eats liver a few times a week.
He looks like he fucking. Yeah.
Well, I didn't mean that to sound the way.
Liver, like liver and onions?
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
Bread among young men, the young men in our society. Second, you see in the hunter.
Many young men in our society don't want me to tug it.
Hunter gatherers.
Yeah, you're going hunter gatherer with this?
Hunter gatherer.
To prove your point? When has that ever helped a point?
Gatherers. Right, you see it in all sorts of cultures that are quite different than our own, in places like New Guinea and things like that.
New Guinea.
And third, you see
they eat people in New Guinea.
It was true in adult child sex, true in ancient Japan, ancient China, ancient India.
Yeah, ancient.
And you see in our closest cousins, the bonobos. Right, bonobos are the closest.
Bonobos are chimps, you fucking idiot.
You see the same preference for adult child sex in young males today. In hunter-gatherer societies today, in history, and our closest genetic cousins, there's excellent reason to believe, not excellent, but there is good reason to
excellent.
Believe that there's actually a strong benefit to adult child sex.
what is it?
It's better than elk.
It seems that, like the only cultures that practice it currently live in the fucking jungle, my friend.
Or it might long-term be something else.
Bond.
It might be
it's called a trauma bond.
I don't know exactly the explanation. Yeah, but I would claim that in evolutionary terms, as best we can determine, it's more likely than not there's a strong evolutionary case for adult child sex.
Okay.
What
sex is a bonding exercise, right? And remove. Okay, I'll go back to like ancient Greece and shit. But imagine living in a society where it was completely not taboo to have sex with a child. And this is also like, you know, homosexuality was like really common in like a lot of warrior cultures and shit. So like even like he was mentioning ancient, like the samurai fucked kids.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they didn't have Teslas and shit.
Right.
That shit needs to be phased out in order to reach the next. like, yeah, you can argue it, I guess, but it just doesn't look good, man. Like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. It doesn't, also, doesn't look good right now, you know?
Melanesia, no, Papua New Melanesia, Papua New Guinea, like...
Yeah, well, what... I don't think anyone's ever won an argument in any scenario where they were like, the hunter-gatherers did!
Yeah, just shut up. God, what's this guy?
What is? What? Who are the people that check in on you when you're like on, like you're out of prison early? Like somebody,
your parole officer.
Yeah, that's the video's just him talking to his parole officer.
He's like, hold on, my ankle monitor's beeping.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I hear you. We're still gonna put the ankle monitor on.
Actually,
you.
They've limited my internet access, so I can't complete the Zoom.
It keeps going, Professor Stephen Kirshner. He just keeps going.
Still the adult child sex. That's always a big seller.
Oh yeah.
Well, that I had friends who said, "Are you crazy? Do not write that book,
man."
Yeah, don't. Listen,
you're talking to a guy who also for likes fucking 25 kids. Years has been making arguments, more or less, in defense of adult child sex in classrooms.
My God. Are they really saying this out loud?
God,
this is crazy.
Dude.
This is good.
God, stop!
And
you're regressing.
And they're like, "That's why we work at Phoenix University."
I don't know if it's the same argument as yours.
Renegade University. What is Renegade University?
Good God.
Where is that?
Yeah.
Where is Renegade University?
It's at the old Den Entertainment office.
Yeah. Oh my God. Anyway, the owner of this, the owner.
Is this like the liberal equivalent of like they're like talking.
PragerU.
Yeah. PragerU. University. They're like, yeah, we better fuck kids.
I'm pretty sure this Thaddeus Russell guy has been on Rogan and had like a really hilarious Rogan moment too. And Rogan's like, I think at one point Rogan goes, the fuck are you talking
about? Was it about pedophiles?
I'll play
the Beast, in which I called into question the age of consent laws, which is, you know, and I brought to bear the arguments I was making in class. And I'm going to see whether they jibe.
This is what no pussy does to a dude. You know what I mean? Like, it's insane.
Because this seems to be like a paradigm case. There's actually some meta studies which seem to suggest that in some cases, at least with regard to adult males and underage males, that it's not harmful, or
what
if it is harmful, we can't decide whether the harm is due to the sex itself or the fact that society goes berserk over it.
And it's so obviously, like,
one of the articles I was reading said, look, this is wrong. We don't need to know whether it's harmful. The empirical question of whether or not there's any long-term harm we could track on this is really beside the point. And I was kind of struck with the question. I thought, well, it's not obvious to me why that is. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, the standard.
This
kind
guy
of
goes,
You're preaching to the choir, buddy.
No, it's wrong. The harmful effect of the child is the fact that it's society, right? Something wrong happened to you, you know. But also, like, you know.
You're not capable of consenting.
You're not capable.
Your brain isn't
formed. Exactly.
Yet.
That, number one. And also, like, after it,
you
after
trust
the fact,
adults.
Yes.
They tell you what to do. Yes. And then now one's telling you to, like, suck its cock or some shit.
Yeah.
Right. It's wrong.
Right.
There's no argument.
Yeah, it's a complex.
They tell you when to go to
bed. It's insane.
They tell you what to eat.
And not even talk about the physical effects of putting,
like,
your dick in a kid. Like,
Jesus, yeah.
Yeah, this guy's like, I mean, who's to say the kid hasn't been dreaming about my big hairy cock? I mean, who's to say? You know, I mean, maybe the kid really, you know, would love my big, juicy, meaty cock. And that's what we do here at Renegade University. You know, we just get into the difficult subjects here, and sometimes I pull it out. You know, I whip it out. You know,
right.
Sometimes I go to a Chuck E. Cheese, I whip it out. It's Renegade University here. I'm registered with Thaddeus Russell. This is what we do here. This guy, this sick fuck, look at this nod he gives, and he goes, exactly, exactly.
Right, I mean, the standard
He's got a little smile, too.
This guy goes like,
These guys are in the CIA.
This guy's got a fucking baby in his back pocket.
Play AJ's reaction.
Alex Jones.
AJ went on a tear.
Fuck yeah, dude. This guy rocks.
It's not. It's sort of a reaction to this. It's some other stuff, but AJ was killing it this week.
Oh yeah, brother. Let's get some Alex Jones on here.
I think it's the first one.
Let's get the real news.
Yeah, it's the first.
So if you think Jeffrey Epstein is bad, it's all
peas in a pod or like Russian dolls.
Hell yeah, baby.
This is what too much pussy does to a dude.
I've been telling you a long time.
Look at this fucking guy.
He
ain't apologizing for saying the N-word. I'll tell you that much.
Nah. Boy, look at that. Look at that neck.
Look at that beefcake.
Look at his neck.
God, what a fucking
that neck is. Look at that chin. That chin is full of info. That's what happens when you have too much demonic information in your brain. It starts flooding to your fucking neck.
The funny thing is those two guys at Renegade University would have been executed.
His brain ends in his neck.
The two guys that were in Renegade University would have been killed in any ancient culture, but Alex Jones would be the fucking Conan the Barbarian. Like, Jesus Christ.
Children. But we do know they cover it up and have whitewash articles like Atlantic Monthly, owned by Steve Jobs' wife, who's one of the biggest financiers attacking this show. I mean, we know that. She has big articles.
Boo her. Boo.
First off, I love Alex Jones as a he looks fucking rough.
Hey, he's had a rough couple
years. He looks really bad.
Yeah.
He's still
he looks worse than the last time he was on Rogan, like 6 months ago. He's gained a lot of weight.
He hung out with the Red Scare girls. You know,
he ate one of them, apparently.
He ate both of them. He's like, they're in my belly.
He goes, I'm sorry, I'm a little big. You know, I have anahashion in my stomach right now.
I got it right. I'm going to put some Carolina Gold barbecue sauce.
My apologies. I ate Dasha Nekrasova last week, and she hasn't gone down very, 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 very good. There is no pedophilia. It's not happening. It's made up. Nothing's going on. Everything's fine. While academia and the New York Times and USA Today say, sex with one-year-old children is just wonderful. They love it. Saying that grandmothers need to have sex with their grandsons and granddaughters, raping them for the love and goodness.
The love.
She said, loving and good. I mean, that's who these people are, vomiting pure Satanism directly at you.
Yep.
So you wonder why they're so damn evil? Why they never stop? Because they have signed on to the devil. Raping and torturing and killing the kids, know about it, and are helping cover it up. From Atlantic Monthly to CNN to USA Today, you people are the scum of earth.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Stay with us. Yeah.
There's more. Baby. After he plugs some vitamins and whatever.
What does he plug?
With all the craziness going on in the world.
Fuck yeah,
the globalists plotting their next big lockdown.
What do I
mean?
This is the only ad we'll ever play.
With the deep state pushing a civil war, not just here, but in Europe, and war with Russia, with the massive inflation and all the other garbage that's taking place, like supply chain breakdowns, you need to get prepared now with high-quality, storable food that is ready to ship. And it's been 4 years since My Patriot Supply at preparewithalex.com has offered their storable food at 25% off.
Damn
four
right.
4 years.
This is great.
Right,
this food's great.
It's
I've had it.
It's a great deal. Off until
I eat it every
13th,
night. Yeah, it's really good.
A little over 2 weeks from the time I'm cutting this to get 25% off at preparewithalex.com on the entire catalog.
Let's
of
see what
My
the menu
Patriot Supply.
Like.
Act now. Get prepared now. This
prepare
is absolutely essential
what is that, like
for everybody
hello
that
chef?
Wants to be self-sufficient. You know, I don't like to talk about CNN because it has such a low viewership. But it's important to talk about it at the same time because it is the mouth of the establishment. And, of course, it's come out that they're involved in a lot of really bizarre, corrupt, evil sex scandals, including indictments for trying to sex traffic little children. And the word has been that Zucker obviously used that for control and blackmail inside of the organization. Mm. But now it is beginning to come out.
God, he's read all those papers.
Look at all those papers on his desk. He's read all of them.
Absorbing.
Yeah, and that's why it all went to his neck.
What he does, he just looks at them and blinks, and then he memorizes everything. Yep. And then they put a bunch of different papers on his desk.
God, look at all that info. It just looks like a bunch of it looks like a bunch of missing person flyers.
For a decade in front of me.
And she gets to stay, but he has to go because a man and woman together
on
is the greatest
on,
crime
the
on earth.
What a
no,
voice!
It's helping
got.
Kill people in the nursing homes with the COVID patients. It's helping cover that up, and it's all the continued scandals there, going back to the 80s when it was founded as a front for the CIA. That uses pedophilia.
First off, this guy Jeff Zucker is like he left based on the scandal is he's 45 and he was with like a 39-year-old woman.
Yeah. And he just didn't disclose
and
it.
And they didn't tell people.
sounds like they're fucking. It sounds like he's getting ahead of something.
It's yeah.
Why that doesn't seem like a reason to have to resign.
Yeah, I don't understand it at all.
Well, it's because he's a demon who's been covering up pedophiles for the last 30 fucking years with Zuckerberg.
Or control. So if you think Jeffrey Epstein is bad, it's all peas in a pod or like Russian dolls. It all nest within itself. So I've been telling you a long time that CNN is a pedophile ring. And it's as bad as it gets. I don't have evidence that Jeff Zucker himself rapes children, but we do know they cover it up and have whitewash articles like Atlantic Monthly, owned by Steve Jobs' wife, who's one of the biggest financiers attacking this show. I mean, we know that. She has big articles constantly. There is no pedophilia. It's not happening. It's made up. Nothing's going on. Everything's fine. While academia and the New York Times and USA Today say, sex with one-year-old children is just wonderful. They love it. We played sickening clips yesterday saying that grandmothers need to have sex with their grandsons and granddaughters, raping them for the love and goodness. And it actually sits loving and good. I mean, that's who these people are, vomiting pure Satanism directly at you.
Yeah, we watched this.
Yeah.
I guess you just...
I feel like... Joey is like a teaser. Charmander, and Alex Jones is like Charizard sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Alex Jones is his, like...
Vomiting pure love.
Joey's going to slowly transform into Alex.
Raping! Grandmother's raping their babies.
I love
babies.
When he gets satanic. I love when he gets fire.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
The devil.
Yeah.
anyone who says the devil.
Well, satanic is a great adjective.
Yeah, very southern.
Yeah.
Do you guys see this this fat lady saying not wanting to be fat is fat phobic?
This is the tale as old as time.
Oh, this is a tale as old as time. Seriously, you know. I've
literally seen people say it's fat phobic.
This is one of Lizzo's disciples. Here we go.
I hate to tell you this, but actively not wanting to be fat.
Mustard and Oreos is delicious.
I hate to tell you this, but I just shit my pants. She goes, turns out, if you eat too much, the body can't hold it all.
I hate her smirk.
And it comes out of your butt.
I know. This, like, I know, all knowing smirk.
Yeah, this look at the smirk. She's like, everyone's
She's
such
like, I'm
an
about
idiot.
To get 'em.
You people have no idea that being fat's actually healthy and being skinny is not.
Also, your statement just indicated that people who work out are also people who do not want to be fat. Did you know that fat people work out without wanting to become thin?
If you work out without wanting to become thin, you're a fucking idiot.
No, bullshit.
Why?
Well, how are you out sucks. Doing that? In what way are you working out without the intention of becoming skinnier? Like, what are you working out on? The fucking beignet machine? Like, what are you talking about? I'm going to go to 24-Hour Fitness. I love that gravy machine they have.
They're running on the hot dog roller at 7-Eleven.
If you do a full mile, it squirts fucking, you know, cream into your mouth.
Oh my
love
God.
That. What are you talking about?
The hot dog roller.
God.
Running on a hot dog roller.
Their feet are all greasy.
I go to my gym, 7-Eleven.
Did you know that you can work out for reasons other than wanting to change your physical appearance?
No.
The fitness
That's
and diet.
That's not true. You're actively lying. You're lying to yourself.
When's the last time you worked out, you dumb
bitch?
Yeah,
what do you work out?
Industry has
walking from the car to inside the 7-Eleven isn't cardio.
What's in her background? What's this shit?
What's in her background? I mean, the wall is made of Oreos. That's what's in her background.
Oreo cream wall.
So she got that Oreo cream fucking.
She's in her pantry
wallpaper.
Right now.
Yeah.
She's like, can we paint the walls with ketchup?
Absolutely perverted what exercise is and what it is good
perverted.
For. Like mental health and cardiovascular health. The industry has brainwashed us in.
But even if you're working out without this intention, you ultimately lose weight because you're working out.
If you're working out correctly.
It's like you're, what are you talking about?
Right. If you eat.
There are physical benefits. Even if you're eating like shit and you're lifting.
Yeah, you
like,
eat the same amount and then you add working out. Now you have less calories and you will lose weight. That's
but you could still eat like an absolute pig and like and yeah, like yeah. Become like a power lifter and be physically healthier than
she's like at her gym like yelling at the employees like I'm losing weight. This is bullshit.
Stop.
She's all pissed off.
I wonder how they sold her on a gym membership. They're like trying to go through the benefits. Yeah. She flips
She's
out
like, when I joined the Crunch Gym, I thought it meant we get free Crunch bars. I did not know I would leave muscles and a skinny waist. This is horseshit.
To thinking that we can micromanage and control our bodies and exactly what every part of our bodies look like.
Yeah, that's God, like
she looks
literally.
Like she smells
yeah,
like if you shit. Try,
it's literally how it works.
Yeah, if you try really hard, you sort of can.
You can.
Yeah,
you literally can, unless you have some like fucking there are people, weird thyroid condition.
Yeah, yeah. There are even, people that do it. They look at themselves. They go, I need to do a little abs on the left to even it out, and then they work on it, and it happens, and their life sucks, but. They do it.
This woman acts like fat bastard has a gym membership and just hasn't been able to get it through. Like,
sure, you can control your body to some extent, but not through healthy means.
What?
I love it. It's so funny, these people in these mentally ill corners of the internet. They're so
smug.
She
looks like she's in a mental hospital. Look at that shirt.
She does. She is. She looks like she's wearing a nursing scrub.
She has those socks on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're stretched over big baloney feet.
Check this out. This is some good reporting by CNN.
Let's see, are they fucking kids?
Listen to this. No, it's these women. They get together in Massachusetts and they go into a parking lot and they all scream primal screams as like therapy.
Seems kind of cringe.
Yeah. And a couple of them have been mistaken for birds and they've been shot.
Deep breath in.
God.
I mean, at first,
don't we get enough of this at home?
God, they're all kind of hot. Look at them.
Are they?
Yeah, they're just running around.
He's coming from a man who said he'd fuck Lizzo.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, yeah. Little, like,
but that's like climbing Everest. I just wanted to do it. There you go.
This is good reporting from CNN, by the way, in the middle of a, you know, the economy tanking and a war and Ukraine.
Yeah, everyone's psychotic.
This is good. They're talking about women screaming in a parking lot in Massachusetts.
These are the same women that Jen Psaki was telling to just grab a margarita,
go to a spin class,
and then we'll get back on it.
Yeah.
We're fighting for our democracy.
They're all screaming because they're trying to drown out the sounds of their husband saying the N-word in the distance.
You feel lighter. You feel a complete release. You feel, it's nice to feel out of control.
You want a chatter buddy?
All right. Back in 2020, when we went into pandemic quarantine for the first time, I instantly went remote with all my clients and started having conversation after
How often do you think this woman's husband cheats on her?
Women and moms are having.
It's got to be not. He's at the strip club right now.
Constantly.
I would love to fucking.
Constantly.
You know, be her backdoor man.
Yeah. God.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my.
You like that?
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand the problem with possibly sucking the pussies of these three.
That's how she calms them down.
Stephen Kristriger at Renegade University, and I mean, you know, yeah, she's fine, but she's a bit old. Look at these two fine young specimens sitting on the stools eating PB&Js. I'd love to eat their twats.
Yes, well,
Jesus, Devin,
well, the hunter gatherers would calm
the
these two girls down.
The hunter gatherers back in the old days, they used to calm them down by, you know, giving them the 1-2.
So today at Renegade University, we have a man who goes by the Tugget guy on, and he's a like-minded individual like us.
They open this video, and it's just his cock.
The Tugget guy's always getting mistaken for a school shooter, and he's like, no, relax! He's like, I haven't even got to that part yet.
Oh, God.
But now that you mention it, time to die.
Now that you mention it, I will be killing anybody in my wake.
In my wake. What's the city?
I also have two little kids, so I was living.
She hasn't mentioned her husband
out. We were stuck at home. We couldn't see the people that helped us. Even therapy sessions were via Zoom. I could feel
their anger. That looks like a divorcee's apartment, actually.
I could sense it in my own body connecting to theirs. And I would say to them,
I really hope her husband's not dead. Otherwise, we look like real assholes.
That was where it started. And then
I'm sure her husband died in like the Boston bomb.
Her husband.
some sort of Boston bullshit.
Her husband fucking killed himself. That's what happened.
Anyway.
Later, when we were still stuck in this pandemic, still experiencing a lot of the same overwhelm, we did it again in January of 2022.
Shut up!
Jesus Christ.
Jesus, you piercing
hands. I left my corporate job because it became so difficult to manage having two little kids at home and the unpredictability of having
the town was having trouble waking up. So at 6 a.m. every morning.
Listen, we all meet in this parking lot every day at 5 a.m. because we found out there's a shortage in roosters.
These are like the whitest people ever, though. Look at these kids.
It's Massachusetts. Yeah. They're this is what they are. You know?
Yeah.
4-year-old, and we have constant quarantines. The kids can't get vaccines either. Just when you think that you get over the hump, you have to start over again. I actually had my second baby on March 11th, 2020, when the pandemic was officially a pandemic. And it's just been so difficult with daycares closing, schools closing, events getting canceled. I've been in a really dark place. It's been really hard. Man.
This is bigger than just us, right? This is really all moms, all women, all...
You know who else meets in parking lots like this and they stand in circles? People training their dogs. That's all I'll say.
Do that?
Yes, that's where I trained my dog as a child. We all met in a parking lot like this, and and there was a crowd of
motorcycle class,
30 white women,
Uber drivers.
Yeah. This is where they
sign up.
This is where you train. So that's what they're doing. They're training to scream.
Humans in the pandemic that have been living these intense emotions.
I just kept doing it into a pillow, and that wasn't good.
Would I not be allowed to scream in this group?
Yes, women only, I guess.
Even though I don't know these ladies, I just felt like we could all relate. Like, it was just such an awesome release. I don't even feel the cold.
Jesus, just masturbate.
Crave human connection. Oh,
God, you're hysterical. You need to come.
Jesus Christ, lady.
I have a crank with on a wooden stick coming to my office.
The guy behind the camera's like, just grab that olive oil bottle and shove it up your pussy, for Christ's sakes. Jesus Christ, lady. Would you come? Ooh. He's like, I'll fuck the shit out of you right now. If it shuts you up, would you stop meeting in the Kroger parking lot and fucking waking everybody up in Dorchester, you fucking stupid bitch? That's what Don Lemon says to her.
He's like, was the mic on?
He goes, was the mic on? Trump is bad.
To the feeling in someone else, we crave our feelings to be affirmed. And it's
imagine
really
driving past that house and saying that.
Yeah, you break
what
in.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah, you would break into the home and think they're in danger. You'd be like, oh my God.
You're a man and you have to do good man stuff.
Are you dating Chris Watts? I mean, why are you screaming in the window?
A feeling and a situation that we've all been going through, especially for moms.
Oh. Boy, oh boy.
Anyway, back to reporting on Joe Rogan.
What else we got?
Substitute teacher caught on video yelling at a 13-year-old student over his thin blue line mask, saying that's the new Confederacy flag.
Nice.
It's the new Confederacy flag. No, it's
not. That's the substitute teacher, Amanda McCollum, said provoked this verbal altercation in her son's math class.
No, it's black, white, with some blue line in it.
Yeah, thin blue line.
Yeah, but it's not American.
It's got a thin blue line.
That's American.
It's American.
Mind blown?
It's American. Anything?
Heartbroken? Lucas's dad is in law enforcement.
Yeah.
The mask, he said, is how he shows support.
I worry if, they're gonna come on some person and they have a weapon in their car and it just makes me feel worried.
That's the new Confederacy flag.
The thin blue line flag resembles the American flag but has a blue stripe. It's a sign of support for law enforcement, but it's also come to signal opposition to the racial justice movement. McCollum said that is a concern, but politics and this delivery don't belong in the classroom.
I don't want my kids to not wear them or not feel like they should support the things that they support.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know.
That teacher seems like an asshole.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? I don't even have, that's not even funny. There was nothing even to say about that. I don't even know what to say about that.
Yeah.
This looks interesting.
Let's watch the racist Hollywood Squares.
Is there a racist Hollywood
Squares? Have you not seen that Howard Stern clip?
What is that?
Jordan.
Hollywood Squares.
Have you not seen that?
He's done it several times, but.
Did Howard Stern already do it?
Like in the 90s. It's like the worst video ever.
It was
that one.
Hollywood Squares, but they were racist?
You know, it's like two retarded people, KKK guy.
Yeah, this and that. Okay, interesting. Well, sounds like CERN already did it. So.
It's another radio show.
Yeah, what are we going to do a radio show that already did that? That's like, what are we? You're like, oh, go to that Opie and Anthony clip. Let's just watch Opie and Anthony. How about we just watch other shows?
Let's have a caller call in and then be really mean to them.
Should I do Mean Jimmy right now? Dude, just fucking kill yourself. Get killed.
God, that was fun listening
Damn
to that.
Jimmy, you're so mean. Why are you so mean to them, Jimmy?
Hey! Everybody shut up!
This kid is awesome.
Okay, explain what's going on here, Richie.
So this is a senior talking to some underclassmen and the group about a walk-in they're going to do at the school where everybody walks in and doesn't wear a mask.
Yes, hell yeah.
So play the...
Oh, God, what a legend.
He's talking to them like it's a...
Like it's fucking Braveheart.
Yeah, Braveheart. Yeah, like Mel Gibson before.
This is not an excuse for any of you freshmen and sophomores to disrespect your teacher. If I hear of anybody disrespecting teachers or staff tomorrow, that makes us look bad. We want this to be a peaceful, respectful movement. We are just trying to gain back our rights as citizens. We do not care about the teachers. In the end, are just doing their jobs. It doesn't come from them. It comes from the state. Now, what we're hoping is that they kick us out. This sounds bad, but we're hoping that they kick us out because they have to report that attendance to the state. And if the state sees a day where 100 or I don't even know how many kids are here are absent, they're going to start asking questions. Our hope is we can get this statewide. Now, I might get in trouble for this, but the plan still stands for Wednesday. For tomorrow, I mean. Everybody is going to meet at the back row of the senior parking lot, and we're all walking into the school with no mask on.
Hell yeah, dude.
You can get me in trouble. They can suspend me. I don't care. We're done with this.
Dude, we're meeting at the point.
And obviously, all of you are, too.
This guy kicks. This kid, I love this kid. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, dude, he's in there.
Shut up. Obviously, all you are done with the mask, too. Now, again, we're doing this peacefully and respectfully. If a staff member asks you to put a mask on, you say no thank you and keep walking. And if they kick you out, then go home. And if people need rides home, then some of the seniors, I'm sure we can start giving people rides home.
Yeah, dude.
Is how you organize some shit. Grassroots, baby. Yeah, who's that kid? He's a fucking legend.
I know.
Washougal? Hell yeah.
The hell is Washougal? God,
and
people
they have a video of the walk-in.
Oh, really?
Where?
Six.
In the link I sent you. Is that just...
Hey! There's video of the walk-in?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Hold on.
I mean, it's really not... They're just walking in and the teachers say it. Don't...
Right. Well, it's not that important.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is great. Good for him.
I know, yeah, that kid rocks, dude.
Kid kicks ass.
What else did we not get to?
I just love hearing the, just like high school shit thrown in. Like, we're all meeting at the senior parking lot. Hey, freshmen in the back. Shut up.
Yeah.
We're not going to be mean to the teachers.
We'll give you a ride home.
The seniors will give you a ride home. Any of you freshmen being mean to teachers, we're going to fucking haze your ass after this, all right?
What's been going on Libs? Let's go to some more recent Libs of TikTok.
Romantic mess.
What's this?
I looked at gender and went...
Oh, jeez.
I am a non-binary, pansexual, aromantic mess. I looked at gender and went, don't get it, no thank you. But tell me why
I gender random fucking objects? Like, my towel was in the other room when I went to get in the shower, and I was like, oh no, Mr. Towel! And ran and grabbed the towel and put him on the hook and was like, okay, you stay there, sir. The fuck?
What are you?
Towels don't have gender. Why am I gendering things that don't have genders, but I don't understand gender for people?
I don't know.
Okay. Somebody
know.
Else
is just fucking
I don't know why
stop.
You did that.
Maybe,
maybe you should kill yourself.
Good God.
You
did
that. I don't know.
You just misgendered something. Canceled.
Fucking A, man.
Your life Jesus. Is a nightmare.
Is this no life is a nightmare.
Look at this. Kids playing basketball in masks. All masked wearing playing basketball. Little children. Every kid wearing a mask playing basketball. This is insane.
They gotta take them off so I can see their pretty faces.
Well, yeah, you know, it's hard to see their faces when they're wearing the masks while playing basketball. You know, and nothing is more unattractive than a woman who's into athletics because their breasts get all small. And it's nothing worse than an athletic woman with an athletic build because you can't see their big bosoms and their... And they're anyway, sign up. I'm a professor, tenured professor, 30 years at Renegade University, run by Eminem and Jay-Z.
Tenured professors at Renegade University.
Renegade University.
Renegade.
Oh fuck! What's this?
Here's a pic of Stacey Abrams. What?
Not wearing a mask while everybody else wears a mask.
Not wearing a mask while all the kids wear masks. That's you know what it is. Yeah, all right. Whatever. Abrams, yeah. White supremacy strikes again in New York. I don't like when Libs of TikTok gets away. So this is a smash and grab. It's a classic smash and grab. Look at them go. Look at them go.
They smash and they grab.
They smash,
and
they
run
grab,
away.
And they run, and it's fucking what a sight. This is my Olympics.
Why don't we do this? Like, what's stopping us?
I do it all the time. I go to Target, and I just stand in line, and I slowly steal stuff.
I steal bullshit, though. I steal, like, spices.
I stole my meatball sub today.
Oh, word.
I don't want to say where because I like this place.
How do you
How do you
steal
it? Is it a mom and pop place or what?
It's like a famous sandwich shop in Santa Monica.
Oh, yeah.
But how do you do that?
In this case, I did an online order, and then I walked in, grabbed it, smashed, grabbed it, and I walked out. And my plan was that if they stopped me, I would be like, oh shit, my girlfriend ordered this. I thought it was prepaid.
Right, that's
great.
You're
so
always
smart,
have it
man.
In
I
your
always
head.
Have
what
a
you're
back of
say.
Mind. Yeah,
dude, this rocks.
I go to the self checkout all the time at Whole Foods.
Devin was slick as I didn't even notice him doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
I was standing
no
right next
stole
to him.
Like three things.
Devin kicks ass. Dude.
You just go to the Crime you go to the self checkout and you hold two things in your hand. And you just act confused and you go like did that beep? And then as one beeps, you put one in the bottle. Oh, yeah. So you just keep grabbing. You pay for a few things, but you grab a few things. You go, is that beeping? And you put another thing. You put another thing.
But doesn't the weight? They do the
That's
weight.
What I thought.
That's
yeah.
what Richie thought, but Devin, they don't do that at Whole Foods. There's no weight. There's nothing.
Yeah, they're too pretentious.
Oh, fuck yeah.
They're like,
you have
no
to select
one's
that you want to weigh, like if you have a salad bar container.
Yeah. That's only for like salad bars.
On the self checkout, you have to hit like weigh it.
I buy all pre-made shit. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's called great. It's tremendous. Yeah. It's so easy. I go to Target all the time. I stole from Target.
I'm waiting for the security guard to stop Devin and be like, sir, you haven't paid for half the things in your bag.
They don't look. They're not paying attention.
We should just do that to the fucking one by us. Man.
I do like all the
You
time.
Have?
Yeah.
I've been doing that.
I usually do it on the way to work.
You could go into the Whole Foods in Pasadena. That's because it's like a double decker Whole Foods. It's huge. Yeah. You can go upstairs. You can go. You can get your hot food,
fill
up your salad bar.
Walk right out the front door.
You don't even need to do that. You could take it to your seat and just eat it all and then throw it out and then walk out of the building.
What if they catch you and you vomit?
Hey, you want it back? Here it is.
Here it is, fucker.
There were some comics who were doing that, talking about doing that exact same way. Like, dude, all you gotta do, you walk into at Lassen's in Echo Park and they got caught.
Really? What'd they do? Well, there's nowhere to eat. Because
they're fucking stupid.
They're idiots. There's at that Lassen's in Echo Park, there's not a place to eat. It.
Yeah,
you have to check
there is,
out.
But it's right. all after behind the checkout.
Behind the checkout, so
they're
idiots.
Idiots.
So you just eat it in the
this
aisles.
This is also
they know
a comic who was homeless for a while. He's an idiot.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
yeah. It's easy to steal.
Yeah, it's easy to steal.
Everything
it's also easy to have a job. You know, two things he can't figure
Everything
out.
Everything at Target is like free.
Yeah,
yeah.
They have one person working and a massive super Target. One person working.
They don't give
checkout.
A fuck.
They don't care. They're all loose. The guy, they don't even make them wear fucking uniforms anymore. The guy that checked me out of Target, they had like a Raiders jersey on.
Yeah, they don't.
He's just like a guy. Yeah. Like they just like he's just came. He's just like off the street.
At the one near my house, if like homeless people
they deputize
come in,
him. Yeah. Like here's the Target badge.
They gave him a Target badge, and he's like, all right, like you know, like,
he's like yeah. Shit.
He's like shit, you know.
At every Target I've been to, I'm like, where's... And they're just like...
They don't know where anything is.
I think 17B, mm-hmm. maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you go, it's like, no. Remember that time we went? The people were like, it's downstairs. We went downstairs. They're like, it's upstairs. It's upstairs.
Yeah, they're completely lost. It's a fun house, Target. Yeah. It's a fun house. And whoever steals the most wins. I went to the
smash
fucking
and grab
I went to the skincare section. I stole some facial lotion.
Nice.
I just put it in my pockets. Yep. And then I stand in a long line because there's one person working. And as I'm standing in line, I'm like, this is ridiculous. I grab a Reese's. I put it in my pocket. I just start stealing because they're making me wait.
Tax.
The tax.
Waiting tax.
I'm taxing this Target. It's all bullshit.
I know. Yeah.
God.
The only thing I got to figure out is how to steal booze. Because you can't take that through self-checkout. I don't know how to do that. I can't. What do I bash the fucking guy over the head with my vodka bottle and run out?
Dude, you do it like the new Euphoria. You walk in, one person distracts.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You go in and
that
you
was
fucking...
so stupid.
I guarantee yeah, you get one of those. Now. You get like one of those keys that takes the fucking thing off
the
of
thing
like
off.
Amazon.com.
No, some of them, you can just pull it right off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've done it by mistake.
Yeah.
Some of them don't even have it on.
Sometimes they don't twist them right.
The only problem is you can't take booze through self-checkout, so they would see that you're
right. Well, I think a lot of times when you're walking out confidently, they just assume you paid for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, you have to use your looks against them. Like, they aren't... Sorry. But, you know, I would feel a little... Jordan tried to steal, I'd be like, they might get you.
Yeah, Devin undoes that top button when he steals.
I have all my buttons... buttoned.
Well, you wouldn't do the top one.
I would undo the top because I don't want to look like I'm like, hey, like, where is the fucking like, facial clincher? Like, I'm not trying to look like I might be up to anything like that. You know? Like,
yeah, Devin only buttoned the top button to talk about the Joe Rogan thing because he wanted
this?
To seem like an ally.
I walked
into Target, I'm like,
huh.
I'm like, how about you fools show me where the native deodorant is?
The Toms.
I want the deodorant free of parabens and free of sulfates.
Oh, fuck.
How about you fools show me where the Tom's toothpaste is?
But I still want it rolled in that spicy sugar.
Hey, I like yell. Yeah, I still want it rolled. I yell because there's nobody working at Target. I go, hey! One of you motherfuckers show me where the Dr. Bronner's is. Fucking love that peppermint soap.
Make me feel all tingly.
Of course I'm gonna pay, fool. Everyone I know that steals is like a white guy that you're
yeah.
like, what?
Yeah.
You steal?
Because yeah,
They're getting away with fucking murder.
Mm.
They're getting away with
white privilege.
White privilege. Makes me sick. Every time I steal and get away with it, I slap myself in the car. I go, you fucking piece of shit.
You cisgendered white
piece of shit. And then I look back out of my car, and as I drive off, and I'm like, there's like a black guy getting tackled. Who paid?
Yeah.
They're like, you didn't take your receipt. And they're like, fuck, man. They're all upset. They're like, how are you gonna fucking file that in your taxes?
They do police brutality to help.
Yeah, they go.
This is for your own good. You need to file your W-2
credit. And Harold and Kumar when he's got a book.
Yeah, they run in and they're like, he's got a gun. He's like, it's not a gun, it's a book. It's like, secure the book. And they're like, book is secure.
book is secure. All right, let's wrap it up with this smash and grab. Nothing better to wrap up the Hate Watch pod than a good old smash and
grab.
No,
it's so sad because if there wasn't racism, these black people could just,
they can't walk out.
I don't know if they're all black people, but if some of them happen to be, they could just steal like us. But now they have to smash and grab.
No, yeah, exactly. Our racism in this country has forced these black people to smash and grab.
If they're black.
As opposed to
I can't tell. I don't know.
As opposed to swiftly pocket.
Yep.
Swift. Like me. I call myself a swift pocketer.
Yeah, they have to do it all in one fell swoop instead of a little bit at a time. It's it's terrible. It's
how many sick. Dudes they get involved in this?
They have crews come.
Yeah, apparently like a lot of them, they're like announcements, some on like TikTok or Instagram, like fake accounts.
And like then, everyone go to this Ross yeah. and, you know, fuck, we're all just
gonna break. Yeah, a lot of times like the people doing it don't even really know each other that well.
Huh.
Yeah, like look at this. Like this is like this is like a coordinated attack. It's like a bunch of people just running. Somebody like trying to stop them? It's a Louis Vuitton store.
Why would you care that much?
Look at this idiot security guard. He's like, should I pull out my quarters? Is your like called the fuzz?
Called the fuzz. He's got that fucking hat on.
Look at his stupid hat. He looks like he's about to tell you that fucking, you know, wildfires start. Beware wildfires.
He's like, damn.
Yeah, that guy's not stopping shit.
And he shouldn't.
No.
Because he's not paid enough to stop anything. Said,
animals!
They should make the majority...
Look at him walking.
The only people who should be security at a store is the majority shareholders of the company.
Yeah.
And no one else should give a shit.
Yeah, no one should care. Yeah.
Why would you give a fuck?
This is sick. These kids were forced to chant Black Lives Matter. Preschoolers.
This is just odd.
God. It is weird. What is up with... What is,
Black like, Lives yeah. Matter, no shit, motherfucker! FJB! Yeah.
Oh, God. It's no shit, motherfucker.
Work that we did in class is wrong.
Another teacher. Listen... This is what we're finding out.
This is the new Kanye.
This is what we found out during COVID. And we've always known this. But during COVID with this mask stuff and just all these different videos of schools, kids going crazy and people yelling at, you know, these teachers are nuts. We've really found out, which we always, John and I always had this hypothesis. Mm. Teachers are most, like 95% of them are bottom of the barrel, massive failures and they're slightly psychopathic and they have mental damage and the only reason they become teachers is because they can control little people that don't have brains for themselves.
Because
you couldn't do anything else. So you then mold the minds of all these little people with your bullshit political ideologies and your nonsense and you control them and you have some power in your life as you are a failed writer, screenwriter, actor, whatever the fuck you say you do. Most teachers are massive fucking losers. Yeah. And almost all of the ones that I hated, I was like, I wondered why. And I was like, oh, because he's mentally ill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the reason why everyone always has that one teacher in their mind that was good is because teaching actually is a talent-based position.
Yes.
Most of them are extremely untalented losers.
Yep.
And there's actually studies that have come out that say that like a talented teacher can take on a bigger class size and small class. Like it'd be better to have like a 70-person class with a great teacher.
Great teacher, yeah.
Than have like a 9-person class with a shitty teacher.
Yep, because it's all about like that precedent that's set by just their... character.
Yeah.
And kids can sense that. If a teacher has like good character and they like a class of 70 people, even if there's like a bunch of troublemakers in the class, they'll kind of give him a pass or give her a pass.
They know when to give a
pass. They know when to give a pass.
And, yeah.
We always did.
Yeah.
You know? But most of them were psychopaths. You're loser failures trying to mold
massive
the minds of tiny people.
Yeah, let's play this.
There's not going to be much left. But not submitting your work that we did in class is wrong, is lazy. And I don't know what to say anymore about this. Everyone should be here on the PLTW.
You said setting our bodies?
Wait, what?
How else are you going to make money? Steal or sell your bodies? Be a whore.
Okay.
What else are you going to do? If you can't go to college and you don't want to sit here and have a good work ethic, what else are you going to do? You're not going to be able to play sports.
They're like, Twitch?
Because you don't
Fucking Twitch.
Yeah. Yeah. TikTok.
TikTok.
Ever heard of influencing?
NFTs.
Bitcoin. Ethereum. You stupid whore. That's what they say.
Sell your
you
body.
Broke bitch.
You broke bitch. The city girls come in and they're like, act up, bitches get smacked up. This broke bitch got nothing on her ass.
A big grade point average to get into colleges. They're not going to let you play sports without the grade point average.
Without the grade point average.
Oh, they make exceptions.
There's not very many ways.
Yeah, yeah. Hey.
Tough to get into WVU.
Yeah.
They make exceptions. Yeah.
Have you ever met anyone who went to ASU? They make exceptions.
They make exceptions, yeah, they make okay?
Massive exceptions.
Yeah. ASU would let Sling Blade in if he could fucking catch a ball.
He goes, get some taters. Fuck a sorority member.
Well,
we've done good work here.
We've done good work.
It's been a good one.
Anyway.
What do you got to say, John? Any final parting thoughts?
Oh, we live in hell.
We sure do.
This is kind of awful.
You're a little tired, boy, today.
A little bit, yeah.
You're a little exhausted.
I've had a long couple days. You know?
What's been going on with you?
I just done a lot of stuff to do.
Like what?
Yeah, we're working on the house, and we have, I'm doing a lot of extracurricular stuff, and I'm hanging out and fitting everything in, and yeah. Okay. Doing a lot of stuff.
Okay.
I'm holding these clocks. I'm watching for cops.
I'm busy. I'm doing stuff, you know.
You're busy.
Leaving the stove running.
Leaving the stove on because I'm brain dead, apparently. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm.
You left the stove on?
Oh, multiple times.
What are you, fucking in Manchester by the sea? Kill everybody in the house?
Going on a beer run. I'll be right back.
Dude, I tried to watch that this morning. I actually put it on for 2 seconds.
I'll watch. You guys want to watch the movie, right? I love that movie.
Yeah, let's keep the podcast running.
Let's talk about what we're doing after the podcast. Let's get some
That's
food.
Always cool.
That's always cool. Let's get some. Let's go to, let's go to Astros in Silver Lake.
Let's go to Astro.
Let's go to Astro. Meet us at Astro's.
Yes. Okay, guys, join the Patreon, please, to pay for all this fucking horseshit.
What was that fucking podcast that talked about your video?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the Hard Times podcast. Yeah, they were talking to one of the guitarists in the Foo Fighters, and they brought up...
movie star now, too.
They brought up my our podcast video, the post-podcast regret. Yeah. And, that was cool.
That was really cool.
Shout out to them. I think his name's Matt Sencombe. He's a nice guy.
Shout out to the subreddit.
Shout out to the subreddit. Everyone join the subreddit. r/HateWatchPod. Join the Patreon. Patreon.com/HateWatchPod.
Dude, you want to go to Crenshaw and see Planet of the Apes? It's playing.
All right.
See you guys later.
That's good. Yeah. See ya.